الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، The author he mentioned رحمه الله سؤال: ما مثال الأسماء، ما مثال الأسماء الحسنى من القرآن؟ Question: What is the examples of Allah's most beautiful names from the Quran? الجواب: مثل قوله تعالى. Among them is the statement of Allah the Most High, إن الله كان عليا كبيرا. Among the examples of these evidences is the statement of Allah the Most High, إن الله كان عليا كبيرا. Verily, Allah is ever most high and most great. So from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ali, and likewise Al-Kabir, Al-Ali, Wal-A'la, Wal-Muta'al, all of these are from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indicating that He is high, lofty, above His creation, high and lofty in His essence, above the creation, in a manner befitting His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise in His authority and command, and His dominion and control. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most high. And also He is the most great, greater than all things, greater in every aspect, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the author, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. Likewise, the author, he says, mentioning more verses from the Book of Allah as examples for evidences for the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. And verily, Allah, He is ever most subtle, well acquainted with all things, well acquainted with all things. So likewise, from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Latif. Al-Latif, he is the ever most subtle. And Al-Latif, it has two meanings. One of them is that his knowledge has encompassed all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the most subtle affairs, in the most hidden affairs, Allah, He is aware of all of that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is hidden from Him whatsoever. Likewise, from the meaning of this beautiful name is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will aid and support His believers, those who obey Him and surrender to Him in obedience. He will support them and aid them from subtle manners that they will not perceive, from subtle manners and ways that they will not perceive. The aid of Allah will come to them. Bi lutfihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi lutfihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Al-Khabir, and from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is all aware of all things, everything that is hidden, or everything that is small or minute, or everything that is apparent or major or minor, Allah, He is aware of all of that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the author, he says, mentioning the statement of Allah, innahu kana aliman qadira, and verily, He is ever all-knowing, all-able. And also from the beautiful names of Allah azza wa jal, al-qadir, the one who is all-capable and able, has the ability to do all things, Al-Qadir, and likewise Al-Qadir, Wal-Muqtadir. These are from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise Al-Alim, and likewise Al-Alim, the all-knowing, Al-Alim, the all-knowing, the one who knows all things and nothing is hidden from Him whatsoever, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir, the one who has the ability to do all things, Al-Qadir Wal-Muqtadir, Al-Qadir, Wal-Qadir Wal-Muqtadir, the one who has power and the ability to do all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna allaha kana sami'an basira. Likewise, he mentioned the statement of Allah azza wa jal. Verily, Allah is ever all-hearing, all-seer. So, therefore, clearly also from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-sami' and al-basir. He is the all-hearing, the one who hears all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing from the sounds of the creation, the statements of the people, whether outwardly or inwardly, silent or in secret or publicly and open. None of that is hidden from Allah. Allah, He hears all things, all sounds. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Basir, the one who sees all things. Likewise, He sees all things. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nothing is hidden from Him. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then he mentioned, rahimahullah, Inna Allah kana azizan hakima. And verily, Allah, He is ever almighty, all wise. He is almighty. And from the beautiful names of Allah azza wa jal, Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz, and the one who is almighty and powerful and strong, and no one can overcome Him. and over no one can escape his command and authority, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hakim, and he is also the all-wise. He is also the all-wise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, Inna Allaha kana ghafura rahima. And indeed, Allah is ever all-forgiving, most merciful. So from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghafur. Al-Ghafur. And likewise, Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar. The all-forgiving, yani the most forgiving, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He accepts the repentance for those who seek forgiveness from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghafur. Al-Ghafur, Al-Rahim. He's the most merciful. He's the most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bestowing his mercy upon whom he wills from his slaves, from his creation, from his slaves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has general mercy encompassing the entire creation. And he has specific mercy, the mercy which is based upon sincere faith and guidance. And this is mercy for the believers. And we ask Allah to show us mercy. He said, rahimahullah, mentioning the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, innahu bihim ra'ufu rahim. Indeed, truly Allah is full of kindness and most merciful to them and to the believers. To the believers, he's most merciful to them, to those who repent and turn to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, ra'uf is at the peak of mercy. Ar-ra'uf, ar-ra'fa, a'la maratib ar-rahma. Ar-ra'fa, yani this is from the beautiful attributes of Allah's kindness. Ar-ra'fa, kindness, but the people of knowledge, as I mentioned, is the peak level, the highest of mercy. So Allah, He's Ar-Ra'uf and He's Ar-Rahim. He's the most kind. He's the most kind, full of kindness. Yani full of kindness and gentleness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, He's the most merciful. He is the most merciful. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And He is most merciful to the believers. The mercy that they are given is the mercy that is based upon iman and hidayah and guidance and tawfiq, to understand the realities of this life and to follow the guidance that was revealed to the prophets and messengers alayhi wassalatu wassalam, to implement that in their life and to uphold those rights in daily application. This is the great mercy, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guiding a person to understand the truth and to follow it, to love it and to prefer it. Wallahu ghaniyun harim, and Allah, He is rich, free of all needs, most forbearing. Most forbearing, Allah Al-Ghani, from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Ghani, meaning that He is rich. He is rich, free of all needs. He needs nothing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet all things are in need of Him, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Halim, Al-Halim, the most forbearing, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He delays the people and grants them respite for some time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's forbearing and doesn't take them to account for their sins automatically or initially or in the first place. Rather, He delays them for a time. And He's forbearing with the disobedience and the rebellion that comes from the people. That comes from the people. This is from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hadim. Al-Hadim, the most forbearing. The most forbearing. But the people of not, as they mentioned, Allah yumhil wa la yuhmil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will delay, but He does not neglect. He will delay and He will be forbearing, but he does not neglect. So a person, he has the opportunity in this life, so long as his soul is still with him, so long as his soul is still with him before his soul is taken from him, to seek the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to single Him out alone for all actions of worship. And in this manner, he will save his soul. And if not, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not neglect the disobedient, the misguided, the sinful and rebellious. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, innahu hamidun majid. Verily, He is the most praiseworthy, most glorious. Hamidun, yani from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Hamid. Al-Hamid, and also Al-Majid. And also Al-Majid. Al-Hamid, yani the one who is most praiseworthy, worthy of all praise. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Majid. Al-Majid, this beautiful names, this the most glorious and majestic. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, full of majesty. This is from those names that have a number of meanings. And the attribute derived from Al-Majid is Al-Majid. And Al-Majid in the language, it means As-Sa'a, any vastness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wasi'u sifati azimuha, kathiru al-nu'uti karimuha. The people of Nar, as they mentioned, this beautiful name, Al-Majid, that Allah, He has vast attributes, and they're the greatest and most beautiful. And there are many descriptions, and they're the most noble and the best of all characteristics and traits. So Al-Majid, yani the glorious and the majestic, the one who is full of might, power, honor, full of might, power, honor, and majesty, and all of his attributes and names are the best and most beautiful, the best and most beautiful, with no deficiency or no shortcoming whatsoever, with no deficiencies or shortcoming whatsoever from any aspect. Al-Hamidu Al-Majid, the all praiseworthy, the most glorious, majestic, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Rabbi ala kulli shay'in hafid. And then he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, verily my Lord is the guardian over all things. So as well from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hafidh, Al-Hafidh, and he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the guardian. He's the one who guards and protects the creation. And he is the one in authority and command. He guards and protects the heavens and the earth. And the slaves as well, in a manner befitting his majesty. And likewise, he as well is a guarding over the deeds. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has enumerated their actions and deeds, and they have forgotten them. Meaning Allah, he preserves those actions and deeds of the people in a record. And the people, they will see that and be judged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the guardian. He's the guardian of the heavens and the earth, and likewise of the slaves, of the people, as well as he is the guardian and protector over the deeds and the people. They'll be taken to account for their actions. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullah, Inna Rabbi Qareebun Mujib. Inna Rabbi Qareebun Mujib. Verily, my Lord, he's near. Verily, my Lord, he is near. Meaning by way of his knowledge. Meaning by way of his knowledge. Responsive. Meaning he is the one who is near, and he is the one who responds. He responds to the supplications of those who call on him sincerely, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he is near. He is near to the people. He is near to them by way of his knowledge, all of them. All of them. And likewise, he's near to those who call on him and supplicate from him. He's near to them and he'll respond to them. He's near to them and he'll respond to them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's near to them with his response and near to them likewise in granting them a reward for their supplication and their righteous deeds. For their supplications and righteous deeds. From the previous verse, the beautiful name of Allah, Al-Qarib wa Al-Mujib. Al-Qarib and Al-Mujib. And then the author, he says, Inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiba. And verily, Allah is ever an all-watcher over you. So from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Raqib. Al-Raqib, the one who is an all-watcher. And he is aware of all things. And he is Raqibun. Raqibun subhanahu wa ta'ala bi'ilmihi wa sam'ihi wa basari. He's a watcher over all things, and he is aware and has knowledge over all things, and he sees and hears all things, and nothing is hidden from him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wa kafa billahi wakila. Wa kafa billahi wakila. And Allah is all sufficient as the disposer of affairs. As disposer of affairs. So from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wakil. Al-Wakil, he's the one who is disposing of the affairs. The ones that the believers, they put their trust and reliance upon. They put their trust and reliance upon Al-Wakil, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dispose of their affairs and to guide them and to protect them, to help them and to save them. To help them and to save them in this life from their desires and whims and from the whispers of the devil and the deviant. And likewise from the trials of the grave. From the trials of the grave, and as well, they put their trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them on the day of resurrection. La ilaha illa huwa, fattakhidhu wakila. There is none worthy of worship besides him. Fattakhidhu wakila. So therefore, take him as a wakil. And he as a disposer of the affairs. And he put your faith and trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and depend on him. And take the means that he has legislated and made lawful for you to be successful in this life and the hereafter, and to be safe from harm and danger in this life and the hereafter. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah is all-sufficient as disposer of affairs. Again, if we remember in our previous class, those verses, how many were there? Four, right? When Allah, he mentioned that he has the most beautiful names, the most beautiful names. And from them, what did Allah, he say? فَدُعُوهُ بِهَا. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. So call on him by way of these names. So we learn these names about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn these descriptions and these attributes, and we call on Allah. Whenever your affairs are not in order, or you're afraid of the outcome of situations, or uncertain and likes like this, you call on Al-Wakil. You call on Al-Wakil to take care of your affairs and to put your affairs in order and to handle them for you in the best manner. You put your trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you call on him, and he's near. Al-Qareeb. And you call on him knowing that he hears you, as-sami', and he sees you, al-basir, and he knows your situation and circumstances, al-alim, and that he will respond to you, al-mujib. And that he will respond to you, al-mujib. When you call on him in this manner, al-kareem, he's the most kind and merciful, al-ra'uf, al-rahim. Ar-Ra'uf wa Rahim, ya Rabb, Rabb al-Alameen. You call on him with these names, with your tongue and your heart. Your tongue and your heart, you know Allah by these beautiful names. You know Allah by these lofty attributes of perfection. Fadu'uhu biha. Fadu'uhu biha. Call on him by way of these names. Likewise, worship him by way of these names. You know these are the names of Allah. These are the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this knowledge must take root in your heart and produce fruits and change your life until you change the way that you look at life and the way that you understand these realities that you're facing in this world and likewise the hereafter of life and death until you change your manners and conduct and you move differently. You move differently. You act differently because you have learned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have learned about that tawheed al-ilmi, the beautiful names and the lofty attributes of perfection of Allah azza wa jalla, and the lordship of Allah and his actions, the barakah wa ta'ala, and this will take root in the heart of a believer and it will change him. It will affect him in the most beautiful and best manner. He will come from the best of the people with the most beautiful conduct and etiquettes, any out of fear of Allah and reverence for him and love for him, tabarakah wa ta'ala. Wa kafa billahi hasiba. The author, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah is self-sufficient as a reckoner. Yani Allah, he is the one who is the reckoner, taking the people to account. Taking the people to account. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. And sufficient is Allah as a reckoner. From the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Al-Hasib. Al-Hasib, the reckoner. The one who takes the people to account for their statements and deeds. For their statements and deeds. And likewise, the author he mentioned, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا. And Allah is ever able to do all things. Yani from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Muqit. Al-Muqit. And some of the people of knowledge, they have mentioned the meaning of this beautiful name. That Allah, he is the one who brings the qut, the risk, the provision to the people. That Allah, he is the one who provides the provision for the people. And others, they mention the meaning of al-muqit, al-hafidh, al-shaheed. Al-hafidh, al-shaheed. If somebody can look in the Muhsin Khan translation of this verse for me to see the translation, barakallahu fikum. It's verse number 85 from Surah An-Nisa. From Surah An-Nisa. The author, he says, rahimahullah, mentioning the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, innahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed, that he is a witness over all things, that he is witness over all things. So from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-shaheed, meaning that he is witness and aware and sees and knows all things subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu bi kulli shay'in muhit, and verily he is encompassing the entire creation by way of his knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by way of his power and authority, by way of his dominion and control. Ahata bi makhluqatihi subhanahu wa ta'ala ilman wa qudratan wa qahra, that Allah, he has encompassed creation with knowledge, and likewise in his power and authority, his command and dominion, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to go from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has encompassed the creation in knowledge. He knows all things. And likewise in power, he has the ability to do all things. You cannot escape him. You cannot escape him. You cannot hide from him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot deceive him. You cannot trick him. You cannot deceive him. You cannot trick him. And likewise, you cannot flee from his decree and command. You cannot flee from his decree and command. What do you have? That's what I have here. Al-Hafid al-Shaheed. But I want the translation of Muhsin Khan. Al-Hafid al-Shaheed. This is what I have in my notes for the meaning of Al-Muqid. Al-Hafid al-Shaheed. But the translation of Muhsin Khan, what did he say? You see it? That he's able to do all things. That's what it says. Yeah, like this. This is the translation. I thought this is the translation of Muhsin Khan. Naam. What else does it say?
Allah is ever able to do and see, and also witness to everything.
And also a witness to everything. Yani so al-hafidh al-shahid. Al-hafidh al-shahid. That Allah al-muqid. Yani the beautiful name al-muqid. Yani that Allah is a witness and protector over all things, and he has the ability to do all things. And as I mentioned, likewise, some of the people of knowledge, as I mentioned, يعني هو الذي يسير الأقتات إلى المخلوقات أو إلى خلقه سبحانه وتعالى. He is the one who brings the provision, the قوت, and the provision and the nourishment to his creation, to his creation. The other meaning that I'm aware of, يعني المقيت الحفيظ الشهيد. الحفيظ الشهيد. And Allah is ever or able to do all things. يعني and has and is a witness and aware of all things, and providing and sustaining all things, all things. Then after this, the author, he mentioned, Rahimahullah, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High, he says, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. And he said, the Most High, Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living, the sustainer of all that exists. The ever-living, the sustainer of all that exists. So from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hayy, and also Al-Qayyum. Al-Hayy, and also Al-Qayyum. Before that, from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Muhid. Al-Muhid. Here, from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Hayyu, Al-Qayyum. The ever-living, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's alive and never dies. Al-Hayy, Alladhi la yamut. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's alive and never dies, and He is Al-Qayyum, the sustainer of all that exists. So He has Al-Hayat Al-Kamila. Al-Hayat Al-Kamila. Lam yasbirha adamun wala yalhaquha fana. His life is perfect, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not preceded by non-existence, and also it does not have any end. Meaning that Allah, He is alive eternally and absolutely. Alive eternally and absolutely. He has the perfect life. The perfect life with no deficiency or weakness whatsoever. And Al-Qayyum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who al-qa'imu bi nafsihi al-muqimu li khalqihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, fahum fuqara'un ilayhi tabaraka wa ta'ala fi jami'i hajatihim. So Al-Qayyum is the one who is the sustainer of all that exists. But he sustains himself and likewise sustains the entire creation. Al-Qayyum, Al-Qa'imu bi-nafsihi, and he's sustaining himself, he needs nothing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqimu li-khalqihi, the one who is sustaining and providing and establishing the creation. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Fa-al-khalqu kulluhum fuqara'un illallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal nas, antum al-fuqara'u illallah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyu al-hamid. O mankind, indeed you are in dire need, fuqara'. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In dire need of Allah azza wa jal. In dire need of Allah azza wa jal. Wahuwa al-ghani wa al-hamid. And Allah, He is the one who is rich with no need. He needs nothing. And the one who is worthy of all praise. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-hay. All of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-dhatiyya. That are with regards to the essence of Allah. They return back to this beautiful name, Al-Hayy, and the attribute of Al-Hayat, Al-Hayat Al-Kamila. Al-Hayat Al-Kamila. So, Al-Sama' Al-Basar Al-Ilm, likewise, Al-Sifat Al-Dhatiyya, Al-Yad Al-Wajh, they all are, this is the foundation of that. Al-Hayy, He's alive, the ever-living. Al-Qayyum, the attributes of Al-Fi'liyya, Sifat Al-Fi'liyya, they return back to this one. He is in charge and establishing all things and sustaining himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sustainer and in command of all that exists. وقال تعالى, and Allah the Most High, He says, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. And Allah the Most High, He says, and He is the first. And He is the first. And he meaning that there's nothing before Him. And He's the last, meaning that there's nothing after Him. And He is the Most High, tabaraka wa ta'ala, meaning that there's nothing above Him. And He is the most near, by way of His knowledge. And meaning that there's nothing is near, that there's nothing that is nearer than Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the all-knower of everything. So from His beautiful names, likewise, Al-Awwal, Wal-Akhir, Wal-Zahir, Wal-Bathin. والعليم. These beautiful names here, they are mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these names here, these four, Al-Awwal, Wal-Akhir, Wal-Zahir, Wal-Batin, they're clarified in a narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of that. And the author, he will mention the as an evidence with regards to the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have come in the sunnah. No. You want to recite the next ayah? Okay, tafadhal.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمين العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض هو العزيز الحكيم
يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض ها وثاء وما في ها يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم أحسنت اللهم بارك جزاك الله خيرا طيب بعدين you stepped up to the يعني translate no you was not looking just a minute ago hold on from the memory okay go ahead and look
He is actually I know the ayah
is everything. Okay, alhamdulillah. I'm good. I'm gonna read it inshallah. Oh. I got it. Jazakallah khairan. Wa qawluhu ta'ala. Ahsanta, Allah yubarak fik. Wa qawluhu ta'ala. And Allah the Most High, he said, Huwa Allah. Alladhi la ilaha illa huwa alimul ghaibi wa shahada. Wa huwa ar-Rahmanu ar-Rahim. Huwa Allah. الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى The author he mentioned وغيرها من الآيات وغيرها من الآيات The meaning of which is He is Allah besides whom none has the right to be worshipped. The all-knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the most gracious, the most merciful. He is Allah, besides whom none has the right to be worshipped. The King, the Holy, the one free of all defects, the giver of security, the watcher over his creatures, the Almighty, the Compeller, the Supreme. Glory be to Allah. High is He above all that they ascribe as partners with Him. He is Allah, the Creator, the Inventor of all things, the Bestower of forms, the one who has given everything a shape and its form. And to him belong all of the best names. And to him belong all of the best and most beautiful names. The author, he says, and many other verses. And many other verses. So the creator of the heavens and the earth, who is he? Huwa Allah. Huwa Allah. He is Allah. He is Allah. Yani al-ilah al-haq, al-ma'bud al-haq, is the true God, the true one who is worthy of worship, the one who is worshipped. In truth, it's been narrated by Tabari in his tafsir, rahimahullah, from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that he mentioned about the meaning of the name Allah, ذو الألوهية والعبودية على خلقه أجمعين. That the beautiful name Allah, it means ذو الألوهية, and the possessor of الألوهية والعبودية على خلقه أجمعين. The possessor of ألوهية, divinity, and عبودية, the right of servitude. Over the entire creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who possesses the attributes of perfection. He has divinity. He has the life that is perfect. No deficiency whatsoever. He has no beginning and no ending. He's the first, there's nothing before Him. He's the last, there's nothing after Him. There's nothing above Him, there's nothing higher than Him. He's greater and above all things. He's higher and more lofty in every aspect, above all things, in every manner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the Most High. And He has supreme knowledge and wisdom, and He is aware of all things, and nothing is hidden from Him, and He is the provider and sustainer and the disposer of the affairs, and nothing happens except with His command and permission, according to His supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom. He's free of every deficiency and weakness, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's nothing comparable or resembling Him in any manner, and He has complete command and authority, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and nothing happens except with his permission. So this is Allah. He is Allah, dhu al-uluhiyya. So therefore, he has likewise al-ubudiyya. The one who has these traits and characteristics that we just mentioned, he is the one who's worthy of worship. He is the one who is worshipped in truth. So Allah, dhu al-uluhiyya wal-ubudiyya, ala khalqi ajma'in. He's the possessor of divinity. Learning all of these beautiful attributes, all the most beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. Thus, he is the one who is worthy of worship. Alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire creation is under his command and servitude to him. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is Allah. He is Allah. So this verse, these verses here in the Surah Al-Hashr, yani from the most concise verses with regards to mentioning the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal back to back. Yani together in this context. Together in this context. So Adimul Ghaib, yani the Adimul Ghaib wa Shahada, the knower of the seen and the unseen. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, the possessor of vast mercy. Ar-Rahman dhu rahmatin wasi'a. Wa-Rahim dhu rahmatin wasi'a. Ar-Rahman, yani the possessor of vast mercy. And his mercy has encompassed all things. And Ar-Rahim, he's the one who bestows his mercy to whom he wills from his slaves. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has, as preceded, specific and special mercy for those who believe. For those who believe. And it's a mercy of Iman. Ar-Rahma al-Imaniyya. Ar-Rahma al-Imaniyya. And also from the beautiful names, Al-Malik. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the king, meaning that the dominion and the authority is in his hands. Lahul mulk, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything belongs to him and is under his authority and command. Quddus as-salam, these are from the asma' al-tanzih, asma' al-tanzih, yani the names of glorifying Allah azza wa jalla and freeing him from any weakness or deficiency in any aspect. Al-Quddus, yani the holy and pure, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's freed from any weakness or fault or shortcoming. As-salam, similar likewise, has a similar meaning. He's safe from any deficiency or any weakness, safe from any resemblance to anything in the creation. And likewise, he's the one who bestows peace upon whom he wills, and ease, and also saves and protects as well from error or fault whom he wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mu'min. Al-mu'min, yani al-musaddiq. المصدق لرسوله وأنبيائه بما جاءوا به المصدق. The mu'min, the one who aids and helps those messengers and prophets that he has sent, and supporting them with miracles, clarifying that they're truthful. Also, he's the one who provides faith and he guides to iman those whom he wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz has preceded, the one Al-Ghalib, yani the one Al-Qahir, the one that no one can overcome, or the Almighty, the one whom none can overcome his power and authority, his command. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can escape his decree. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Jabbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Jabbar, the compeller, and he meaning that he compels and has authority and command over the entire creation. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And likewise, from the meanings of Al-Jabbar is that he mends the hearts of those who believe and repent to him sincerely and truthfully, and they break down in front of his authority and majesty, and they seek his forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mends the broken hearts, and he guides the believers and strengthens them by way of iman and righteous deeds. Al-Mutakabbir, the one who is supreme, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's supreme in power and command, and he has the pride. No one should have the kibri'a besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kibri'a, the proud, and he meaning because he's the greatest, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and no one is greater than him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Khaliq, the creator. Al-Bari, the one who has brought everything into existence. Al-Musawwir, the one who has given everything its shape and its form. Its shape and its form. Lahu al-asma'u al-husna. Yusabbihu lahu ma fi samawati wal-ardi wa huwa al-azizu al-hakim. The author, he says, rahimahullah, su'al, ma mitharu al-asma'i al-husna min al-sunnah? Question, what is the example of the most beautiful names, al-asma' al-husna, from the Sunnah. Al-Jawab, the response, مثل قوله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallahu al-azim al-halim, la ilaha illallahu rabbu al-arsh al-azim, la ilaha illallahu rabbu al-samawati wa rabbu al-ardi wa rabbu al-arsh al-kareem. This is from the supplications. From the supplications that have come from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's been narrated from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yad'u 'inda al-karb. Kana yad'u 'inda al-karb. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was supplicating in times of stress or in times of distress, in times of hardship and difficulty. So many of the people of knowledge, they have considered the supplication here specifically, this narration here to indicate from the supplications of al-karb, du'a al-karb, the supplications in times of distress. Ponder over that. Al-karb, what does that mean? Distress. What does distress mean? Depressed, okay. When you're in distress, you're scared, you're nervous, you're anxious, yeah, you're worried, your mind is not at ease. You're in a situation of hardship and difficulty. It's called karb. You're going through tough times, difficult circumstances. Things are getting tight. The world is shrinking around you. Everything's coming down on you at one time. That's called karb, right? So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do in times of karb? He would say this supplication right here. Tell me if in this supplication, oh Allah, take the karb away. Oh Allah, take so-and-so, wipe so-and-so out. Do away with, what's the, right? What's the supplication? La ilaha illallahu al-azim al-halim. La ilaha illallahu rabbu al-arsh al-azim. La ilaha illallahu rabbu al-samawati wa rabbu al-ardi wa rabbu al-arsh al-kareem. You say that over. And over, you think about those meanings. You call on Allah, la ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. You deify Him, you love Him, you glorify Him, you praise Him. La ilaha illallah al-azim. He's the greatest. There's nothing greater than Him. Al-Halim, the most forbearing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling on Him by these names. La ilaha illallah al-azim al-halim. La ilaha illallah rabbu al-arsh al-azim. La ilaha illallah rabbu samawati wa rabbu al-ardi wa rabbu al-arsh al-kareem. Any none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah, the most great, the all-forbearing. None has the right to be worshipped except for Allah, the Lord of the great throne. None has the right to be worshipped except for Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth and the Lord of the noble throne. And you say this over and over. In this manner, inshallah, the grief will go away. The grief will go away. In our previous class, also there was a narration with regards to removing stress and concern and worry. Who remembers that? We've seen that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, "Bala innahu yanbaghi liman sami'ahu an yata'allamahu." Indeed, it's befitting for the one who hears the likes of that narration that he should memorize it. He should memorize it. The narration that preceded it in the end of our class yesterday, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, Allahumma inni abduka wa ibnu abdika wa ibnu amatika nasiyati bi yadika, until the end of the narration. We should memorize that. You're asking Allah by His beautiful names. This is tawheed. This distress here likewise tawheed. It's tawheed. You believe in Allah. You know Allah. You remember the greatness, authority, and majesty of Allah, and that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And you know Him. He's the greatest and He's the most forbearing. You know Him, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Him, and He's the Lord of the throne, has power, control, and authority over everything. Nothing escapes His grasp and command. And you're His slave, and under His authority. And His decree will continue, and there's nothing you can do except surrender and submit to Him. So therefore, surrender and submit to Him. He's the Lord of the throne, tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's the Lord of the throne, the noble throne, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is a beautiful, beautiful supplication. The point and the evidence of the author, rahimahullah, is to clarify that in the Sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned these names: Al-Azim, Al-Halim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim. Yani from Rabb al-Samawati, Rabb al-Ardi, Rabb al-Arsh al-Kareem. Yani Allah al-Rabb, Subhanahu wa Taala, indicating the attribute of al-Rububiyyah, that Allah, He has the lordship, command and control and authority. He is the one who is cultivating and raising his creation in the manner befitting his majesty in the best way. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya dhal jalali wa ikram, ya badi'a samawati wal ard. And the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would say, ya hayy ya qayyum, calling on Allah by oh the ever living, oh the one who is sustaining and providing all things, ya dhal jalali wa ikram, the O ever living, O sustainer, possessor of majesty and honor, ya dhul jalal, any meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the possessor of honor and majesty, al ikram, he's the one who bestows the favors and blessings. So when you remember that Allah, he is the possessor of majesty and honor and command and authority, that he is the one who bestows the blessings and favors, then you love him. He is dhul jalali wa ikram, he's the one who is most noble. And he's has the supreme majesty and authority, and he's the most generous and kind. He's the most generous and kind. And he is the creator, the originator of the heavens and the earth. Badi'u samawati wal ard. So some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that this is from the names of Allah. Dhu al-jalali wal ikram. They've considered this min al-asma' al-mudafa. Al-asma' al-mudafa. Dhu al-jalali wal ikram. That Allah, he is the possessor of majesty and honor. The possessor of majesty and honor. It's been reported authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, Alidhu bi ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Yani alidhu with this name. Yani min alzimuhu akthiru du'a bihi. Yani meaning that you should call on Allah often and supplicate to him and invoke him by this name. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. You call on Allah by this name whenever you need your needs, whenever you have your needs, whenever you turn to Allah. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. You call on him and you ask him for what you need. You beg him and you cry to Allah, not to the people. You cry to Allah, not to the people. The author, he says, Rahimahullah ta'ala, wa qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his statement. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bismillah, alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi, wa la fi samai, wa huwa as-sami'u al-alim. The statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the name of Allah, with whose name nothing is harmed on the earth or in the heavens, and he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Shahid for the author is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bismillah, Allah, from the beautiful names of Allah azza wa jal. And likewise, as-sami'u al-alim, the all-hearing and the all-knowing. So this is clear here in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This narration here is with regards to the adhkar of the morning and the evening. With regards to the adhkar of the morning and the evening. It's been corrected by Abu Dawood and by Tirmidhi. By Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. Likewise, Ibn Majah, Imam Ahmed. From the narration of Aban ibn Uthman. Aban ibn Uthman. He's the son of Uthman. Aban ibn Uthman ibn Affan. He's the son of Uthman. He's narrating on his father. He's narrating on his father. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that whoever says three times in the morning and three times in the evening, لَمْ تُسِبْحُ فَجْيَةُ الْبَلَىٰ حَتَّى يُسْبِحَ وَمَنْ قَالَهَا حِينَ يُسْبِحُ لَمْ تُسِبْحُ فَجْيَةُ الْبَلَىٰ حَتَّى يُمْسِي. Whoever says it in the evening, whoever says this supplication here three times in the evening, sudden calamity will not befall him until the morning comes. And whoever says it three times likewise in the morning, then no calamity will befall him suddenly until the evening comes. So this is from the supplications of the morning and the evening. You say this supplication three times in the morning and three times in the evening. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fi samai wa huwa as-sami'u al-alim. Wa as-sami'u al-alim. And you understand these affairs and you know what this means. And you seek the protection and blessing of Allah and the help and aid and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing in this promise from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this narration here, in the end of the narration, qala fa'asaba aban, any one of the narrators narrating the narration, he says, فَأَصَابَ أَبَانِ ابْنُ عُثْمَانَ الْفَارِجِ. So Uthman, he was Aban ibn Uthman, the son of Uthman, who's narrating on his father, who's narrating on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aban, he was afflicted with fadij. Fadij is a type of paralysis, and is one of our person becomes paralyzed, and their face, part of their face will become paralyzed. It's called fadij. It's called fadij. So he was afflicted by this. Aban ibn Uthman, who is narrating on Uthman ibn Affan, his father. This narration here, that whoever says this supplication three times in the morning and three times in the evening, no sudden tragedy or harm will befall him until the morning or until the evening. Until the morning or until the evening. So he himself, he was afflicted with his he was paralyzed. He was afflicted with this disease where he's paralyzed in part of his face. فَجَعَلَ الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي سَمِعَ مِنْهُ الْحَدِيثِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ. And one of the people who's listening to him narrate this narration, listening to Aban narrate this narration, is looking at him. He's like, you're narrating to us this narration, look at your face. Your face is paralyzed. What happened to you? And meaning he's having doubts. If the narration is true, what happened to your face? Why are you paralyzed? Why were you not protected? So Aban, he said to him, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ مَا لَكَ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ. Why are you looking at me? And he can see in his face and his expression that he's doubting the narration. He's doubting what he's narrating. You're narrating to us this, but look at your face. Sometimes you can see it in the people's faces. They don't have to say anything. They don't have to say anything. So he says, مَا لَكَ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ. Why are you looking at me? فَوَاللَّهِ مَا كَذَبْتُ عَلَى عُثْمَانِ. So why are you looking at me? I swear by Allah, I did not lie on Uthman. وَمَا كَذَبَ عُثْمَانِ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And Uthman did not lie on the Prophet صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Meaning the promise is true. The narration is correct and sound. The narration is correct and sound. وَلَكِنَّ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي أَصَابَنِي فِيهِ مَا أَصَابَنِي غَضِبْتُ فَنَسِيتُ أَنْ أَقُولَهَا. But the day that I was afflicted with this disease and calamity, I became angry and I forgot to say it. I became angry and I forgot to say it. Subhanallah. I became angry and I forgot to say it. Meaning that the narration of Uthman did not lie on the Prophet. He said, I'm not lying on Uthman. Uthman, he narrated this to me from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Uthman did not lie on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet did not lie on Allah azza wa jal. This is the truth. This is the truth. But what afflicted me on that day, that afflicted me, I became angry. And I was preoccupied and I forgot to make the supplication. And the decree of Allah befell. And the decree of Allah befell. Since Sunan Abi Dawud, and one of the worthies in the Tirmidhi, مَا تَنْظُرُ. What are you looking at? He said to him, what are you looking at? أَمَا إِنَّ الْحَدِيثِ كَمَا حَدَثْتُكَ. He said, indeed, the narration is just the way I narrated it to you. وَلَكِنِّي لَمْ أَقُلْهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِيُمْضِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ قَدَرَهُ. He said, but on that day, I didn't say it. And yeah, I forgot to say it. In order for Allah to cause the decree that He has written for me to befall. So this is from the ways of the Salaf in this manner. This is a beautiful, beautiful narration. We have a son narrating on a father. A son narrating on a father. And he was a tabi from the Tabi'een, Aban ibn Uthman. It's from the best of the Tabi'een and the scholars of Hadith. He's narrating on his father, Uthman ibn Affan, from the Khulafa al-Rashidin. Who's narrating on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in defense of this affair and clarifying the details of this. So again, this is from the supplications that we memorize, those supplications that we learn, those supplications that we believe in, those supplications that we state them daily, faithfully, and we don't fall short with regards to that. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi, la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fi samai wa sami'ul alim. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.